SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Americans all around the country today paying tribute to those who serve.
To this day, wherever the forces of darkness have sought to extinguish the light of liberty, American troops are there.
In remarks at the National Veterans Day observance, the Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden says America has many obligations to vets.
We only have one truly sacred obligation, to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battling today outside Gaza's biggest hospital. Israeli military says Hamas established command posts underneath the hospitals, using civilians as shields. Protest in London. Palestinian supporters claim they march peacefully, and Israeli protesters clash with police, but British officials say pro-Palestinian demonstrations were simply hate marches. Also at SRNnews.com, for the second time in 2 weeks, Grand Central Station in New York City shut down.
A mob of masked anti-Israel protesters tried to storm Grand Central Station on Friday night, kicking in the door and cracking the glass. But unlike 2 weeks ago, they did not make it inside. Grand Central was closed on Friday night amid the chaos, and New York City police warned people to avoid the area. Earlier on Friday, the Israeli flag was burned by the crowd at Columbus Circle. One protester was arrested after he climbed a pole, ripped down three American flags, and replaced them with Palestinian flags, all while the mob cheered. Friday's protest was organized by the group Within Our Lifetime with the slogan, Flood Manhattan for Gaza. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Board members from Hollywood Actors voting to approve the deal with studios that ended their strike. This is SRN News. A new poll asking voters just how important abortion is to them.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Interesting note about the World Series champs, Texas Rangers. They are the only major league team that does not host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say, quote, our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and be included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, where the Rangers are based, is a very conservative city. This is SRN News. New electric vehicles being planned from Detroit's automakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A new large study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by 20% in some patients. International trials showed the weekly injections prevented heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. More details at srnnews.com.